Welcome to this Oz Rehab Audio Explainer. In this session, we are exploring workplace injuries within the aged care sector. We will look at what is really causing these injuries, why the common belief that it comes with the territory is so dangerous, and what steps you can take if you or someone you work with is injured on the job. This is a critical topic for injured workers, employers, and rehabilitation professionals alike, as the aged care sector faces some of the highest rates of workplace injury in Australia. Most aged care workers who get hurt at work assume the injury was completely unavoidable. They often believe that strained shoulders, aching lower backs, and overwhelming mental stress are simply the inevitable price of doing this type of work. However, this assumption is incorrect. These injuries are predictable, they follow clear patterns, and in many cases, they are entirely preventable. If you are injured at work, you may be eligible for workers' compensation, which includes medical treatment, income support, and professional rehabilitation. The aged care sector is physically demanding, emotionally draining, and structurally complex. Workers are constantly balancing the immediate needs of vulnerable residents against strict operational timelines and staffing challenges. This environment can create a perfect storm for physical and psychological harm. But accepting this harm as a standard part of the job is a mindset that ultimately hurts the very people trying to provide the care. Aged care workers face a disproportionately high rate of workplace injury compared to most other modern industries, particularly in roles involving manual handling and direct patient care. The statistics are staggering. In just a 3-year period leading to 2014, more than 12,000 workers' compensation claims were lodged within the aged care sector alone, according to historical data from Safe Work New South Wales. This high volume of claims highlights a systemic vulnerability. As the demand for aged care services grows, so does the physical pressure placed on workers. Alongside general population growth, there is a sharp increase in the prevalence of complex neurodegenerative diseases. By the year 2050, almost 900,000 Australians are expected to be living with dementia, according to Alzheimer's Australia. This rise in cognitive impairment fundamentally changes the nature of daily care work, increasing the complexity of routine tasks and elevating the risk of harm to staff. When we look at data from regulatory bodies like WorkSafe Victoria, it is clear exactly where these injuries occur. Physical trauma is heavily concentrated in the major load-bearing joints and the structural columns of the body. The most frequent physical injuries are sprains and strains, primarily affecting the back, shoulder, and neck. In fact, back and shoulder injuries account for nearly half of all workplace claims in the aged care sector. This statistical reality proves that the physical deterioration of staff is not random, it is the direct result of the physical movements required to perform the job daily. To prevent harm, we must look past the symptoms and understand the root causes. These injuries rarely result from a single freak accident. Instead, they are usually the culmination of repeated and unsafe physical strain over weeks, months, or even years of service. The single biggest source of physical injury is the direct manual handling of residents. Activities such as lifting, supporting, and moving residents or heavy equipment account for approximately 58% of all injuries. Back injuries make up 26% of claims, and shoulder injuries make up 20%. The underlying cause for almost all of these claims is hazardous manual handling. To be clear, manual handling means moving, lifting, or supporting another person using your body rather than a mechanical aid. When a worker attempts to manually bear the weight of another adult, the physical forces generated are immense. This extreme pressure leads to microscopic tears in the spinal structures that accumulate over time. Mechanical aids like hoists, slide sheets, and adjustable trolleys exist specifically to eliminate manual lifting, but these safety devices are not always available or used correctly. Workers often push through the pain because of staffing shortages or equipment being out of reach. This is why comprehensive training is so critical. It emphasizes that mechanical aids are a non-negotiable safety requirement. While lifting residents is the primary hazard, the continuous manipulation of heavy equipment is a major secondary cause of musculoskeletal deterioration. Aged care workers spend a significant portion of their shifts pushing medication trolleys, maneuvering weighted wheelchairs, and repositioning specialized bariatric beds. The physical exertion required to move these heavy items adds up significantly. Repeated strain on the same muscle groups and joints, especially the shoulders, wrists, and knees, is highly cumulative. Navigating these items over poor floor surfaces or through tight corridors only worsens the strain. Improving equipment, facility design, and staffing levels are the primary ways to address this. The third major category of physical trauma involves environmental hazards that cause slips, trips, and falls. Cluttered pathways, slick floors, and poor lighting are frequently to blame. These are rarely freak accidents, they are the predictable results of working in understaffed environments where housekeeping cannot be maintained. These incidents lead to traumatic injuries including bruises, cuts, and fractures, frequently affecting the knees, forearms, wrists, and arms. It is also important to note that the aged care workforce itself is aging, and falls are often significantly more severe for older workers. We must also address occupational violence. Facing workplace violence is a daily reality for many, but it must never be accepted as normal. According to Safe Work New South Wales, workplace violence makes up approximately 9.2% of all workers' compensation claims in the aged care industry. The frequency of serious claims due to assault in this sector is 6.5 times higher than in other occupations. Violence is most prevalent in secure dementia units, where workers are exposed to aggressive behavior during intimate personal care tasks like bathing or feeding. In clinical terms, actions like hitting, biting, scratching, spitting, or yelling are described as challenging behaviors. These are physical manifestations of severe internal distress, confusion, and fear. However, these incidents are often manageable if the facility has the right safety systems. Safe Work New South Wales explicitly states that violence must be treated as a preventable workplace hazard. Prevention relies on systemic changes, such as mandating that staff work in pairs when caring for residents with known aggressive tendencies and providing regular de-escalation training. Meticulous record keeping is also vital to identify triggers and create individualized care plans. While physical injuries are highly visible, the mental deterioration experienced by workers is often hidden. A psychological injury can be just as debilitating as a fractured spine. There is a rising trend in mental health claims in the sector, which have almost doubled over the last 10 years. Currently, 13% of claims in aged care involve psychological injury, a figure that is likely undercounted due to underreporting. The aged care environment is saturated with psychosocial hazards, such as low job control, high workloads, bullying, and emotional exhaustion. Workers regularly witness human suffering, decline, and death, which leads to profound emotional exhaustion. It is important to distinguish between stress and a psychological injury. Stress is a common reaction to pressure, but a psychological injury is a clinically recognized psychiatric condition, such as anxiety, depression, or PTSD, which requires a formal medical diagnosis. Many workers don't report these issues due to the stigma surrounding mental health. They may fear they won't be believed or that their reputation will suffer. There is also a strong link between physical and mental health. Those dealing with a physical injury are at a higher risk of developing secondary psychological conditions. Treating the body without addressing the mind often guarantees a delayed return to work. As we have explored, the belief that it's just part of the job is dangerous. It creates a toxic culture where hazards aren't reported and claims aren't lodged. Safe Work New South Wales and other regulatory bodies are clear: workplace violence and musculoskeletal injuries are not natural parts of the job. They are predictable and preventable. Normalizing injury means workers delay treatment, leading to worse long-term outcomes. Furthermore, employers are legally required to provide a safe workplace under laws like the New South Wales Work Health and Safety Act 2011. This is known as a duty of care. It means the employer has a strict legal responsibility to take all reasonable and practical steps to keep you safe. If a hazard is known, the employer must fix it. When prevention fails and an injury occurs, you have the right to report it and make a workers' compensation claim. This is a no-fault system in Australia, meaning you don't need to prove negligence or hire a lawyer to prove your employer was wrong. You only need to prove the injury happened at work or that a pre-existing condition was made worse by your duties. If you are injured, you should follow four key steps. First, notify your employer and report the incident as soon as possible. Second, seek medical attention from a GP to obtain a certificate of capacity. Third, gather evidence, including medical records and receipts. Finally, file a claim promptly through your state or territory's workers' compensation authority. Workers' compensation is designed to provide a safety net, covering income support if you are unable to work, the costs of medical treatment and therapy, and professional rehabilitation to support your return to work. While physical and psychological claims both require a medical diagnosis, insurers may sometimes argue that stress was caused by reasonable management action, so professional advice is often recommended for psychological claims. Recovery in the aged care sector is complex. It is about regaining the physical and mental capacity to return to a demanding job safely. For physical injuries, rehabilitation focuses on restoring strength and joint movement through exercises that mimic daily work tasks. For psychological injuries, recovery involves therapy to build coping strategies and addressing the workplace factors that caused the burnout. Early intervention is vital. During this process, you may transition back through light duties or suitable duties, which allow you to maintain a connection to the workplace while your body heals. If an injury is so severe that you cannot return to your previous role, vocational rehabilitation can help you retrain for a new, safer career. This is where Oz Rehab steps in. Navigating medical systems, insurance companies, and employer expectations all at once can be overwhelming. We work with injured aged care workers to support practical, sustainable recovery. We coordinate with your doctors, employer, and insurer to ensure your recovery is realistic and built around your specific capacity. Our goal is to help you get back to the work you care about, safely and with confidence. To wrap up, let's go over some key takeaways. Injuries in aged care are common, but they are not something you simply have to accept. Most injuries follow clear patterns and are preventable with the right systems. Pushing through pain or staying silent only leads to longer recovery times. You have a legal right to report injuries and access workers' compensation. Early support and proper rehabilitation make a significant difference. If you have been telling yourself that your pain or stress is just part of the job, it is time to look at it differently. If you are an aged care worker who has been hurt, you deserve proper support. You can contact Oz Rehab by calling 1-300-391-947 or by emailing office@ozrehab.com. Reaching out for a conversation costs nothing, and knowing your options is always worth it. Thank you for listening. We hope you learned something useful today. For more information, visit ozrehab.com.